Have you wondered what it will feel like when the insomnia ends? Or perhaps you have seen the struggle fading out, but you've not felt joyful or excited, which you expected, but rather a bit sad, a little bit depressed even. Well, if either of that resonated with you, you'll find much value in today's episode where we will take a look at this. We will answer the question of what it feels like as insomnia ends. And you know, I've been thinking about this for a long time, but by coincidence, this last week, I did a live with my wife on Instagram, and this very question came up. So I thought that was a sign. It's time to talk about this. And really, there are sort of two ways. There's two ways we feel as the struggle ends. So let's jump in, and take a look at this. Now, the first way that insomnia often ends is with a feeling of relief. This process can be dominated by a feeling of relief. And it's not that, you know, it's not difficult to see why. Because when we've done this kind of inner work and we've educated ourselves and we see that truly, there was never anything wrong with us. And we experienced how you know, letting go of efforts and letting go of trying to control sleep has led us to sleeping easier, feeling more peace of mind. That can truly lead us to, you know, that sense of like peace and freedom. And yeah, that feels nice. It feels very, very nice. It often people describe it as like the monkey's off my back, you know. And now this part, we're not going to stay longer here because all of this is fairly obvious and pretty self-evident. What can be more surprising is the other path, the other way that, you know, it often feels like actually as the struggle ends. And I call this here the letdown effect. And quick shout out to Sean Kassam, who talks about this letdown effect. And I borrowed this wording because I really like it. And so we're going to talk here about the letdown effect. So oftentimes, actually, the tail end of insomnia is tinged by the sense of sadness, of feeling a little bit depressed, feeling a little bit down, like under the weather. And the reason I really want to talk about this is that for a lot of followers, clients, students, this can be surprising. It can throw people off when they're like, you know, I'm seeing that I'm actually sleeping better, and you know, I'm not particularly anxious during the day, but I don't feel like I thought I would. I feel kind of sad. And so what I want to do here is actually talk about three reasons that I think this letdown effect exists. And as often as we see so often, like just understanding it in itself can be so helpful. So the first reason I believe that the letdown effect exists is what is known as arrival fallacy. And if you haven't heard of this before, if you're not familiar with arrival fallacy, is a very, very common idea we humans have that when this happens, then I will feel this way. And it's like, you know, when I get a promotion, I'll be happy for the rest of my life, you know, or like, you know, if I win the lottery, then, you know, I'll feel amazing and things like that, which, you know, as you can tell, by the way, I'm smiling and you probably recognize the truth in this too. It often isn't that way. We have an idea that when I get this, I will feel this way. But, you know, one of the universal truths is that things are impermanent and we have this like a hedonic treadmill and things that often don't pan out exactly that way. And I think this applies to sleep too. Oftentimes we have this idea that, you know, when insomnia is over, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, do all these things that I've, you know, been keeping myself from doing. I'm going to, you know, quit my job and I'm going to travel the world and I'm going to do all these things. Or we think when this insomnia is over, I will feel super happy. I will never complain about anything else in my life. You know, it will be like really, really nice. But we have this arrival fallacy exists. The thing is that expectations in themselves can be really tricky. When we see that, you know, the insomnia is actually over, but I haven't done all the things I thought I would be doing, that can make us kind of be kind of self-critical and hard on ourselves, and that doesn't feel good. Or, you know, we see that insomnia actually is over. It's not really bothering us anymore, but we're not joyous or we're not like super excited or happy as we expected us to be. That can, you know, that in itself is the letdown effect, but it can come from the expectation that we should feel this way when this happens in itself leads us to not feel that way, because you know, when we feel pressure to feel a certain way, we often feel quite the opposite. So the first reason I think we can have this letdown effect is this arrival fallacy can play a role here for sure. Now, the second time is what I call here post-arousal fatigue slash emptiness. For those of you who are you know, follow this channel closely, you're familiar probably with post-arousal fatigue, which is similar to when somebody's playing like an intense game of basketball. And we ask them like, how are you feeling right now? They're like, I feel great. Let's keep playing. But when that person sits down after the game and the hyper-arousal comes down, the stress hormones, you know, come down, then that person will feel really tired just because like, they're not in that kind of survival mode anymore, right? And so not longer being in a struggle can lead us to feel not only tired because that, you know, the hyperarousal comes down, the stress levels go down, but we can also have a sense of sort of a void. We were in the struggle for such a long time. And that gets in a weird way can give us a sense of like purpose and meaning and something we need to do. And when that no longer is there, we can feel a little bit of an emptiness. There's a void, you know, like what, you know, where am I directing kind of this energy now? You know, that can leave us with a little bit of sadness. And finally here, we can also feel a bit sad because we didn't find it. We didn't find that thing. You know, to the brain, the struggle is so much about like a sense of loss of control. The brain thinks, so we lost control over sleep. We got to find the thing that we can do to control it. Find the thing that can make us sleep. It applies to our emotions too. We can feel like, you know, I can't manage my emotions. I have to find that thing that can make sure that I'm not so stressed out, that I feel calm and things of that nature. But the ultimate truth that this journey leads us on is there is nothing we can do to control our sleep. There is nothing we can do to control our emotions. And seeing that to a brain that is designed for control, it really wants to be able to like pull this lever and this will happen. Like it wants cause and effect. For the brain to see that there is no such thing, there is no control to be had, that can be disappointing. And Coach Alina shares that like her ultimate insight was this one: there's nothing I can do to make myself sleep. And she did feel a sense of sadness and a little bit of disappointment. And I think this, you know, This can be the reason for that. So in summary, we have seen that it's quite normal, it's expected that the end of insomnia doesn't feel nice, but you know, knowing this in itself can offer relief actually. In a little time, you will see the value of everything you learned, and this, you know, let down feeling will be replaced by a sense of peace of mind that goes, you know, that applies, and insights, by the way, that apply way beyond sleep. So I hope this was helpful to you and it brought lots of value. And if you are on this path of like seeing the insomnia struggle wind down, if you're feeling a relief or you're feeling a bit of letdown, either way, you're on a nice trajectory and that is wonderful, and let us know. But if on the other hand, you're finding yourself still in the thick of it, it's not really quite certain for you how this will end, you're not feeling like yourself, but you would like to feel like yourself again, you would like to sleep well and have that peace of mind, well, in that case, do head over to our website, check out our coaching options. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side. Well, that was it for today. Look forward to having you back real soon. And until then, bye-bye.